Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Hassan Shelton, H-A-S-A-N-S-H-E-L-T-O-N. Date of service is 1-11-2023. Date of accident is 6-2-2022. Date of service 1-11-2023. Hassan Shelton is presenting here. He has been back to work now, full-time duty, and he has some pain in the lower back. He reports that the pain is around 10 and radiating to the both buttocks and both half of the thigh in the posteriorly as S1 S2 dermatome fashion. He experienced moderate anxiety. He reports that he cannot drive. When he sits in a car or drives, he has got a panic. His work is coming along okay. And other than that, there is no other issues that patient has reported. His pain level varies from 7 to 10, and ADLs are affected 9. The patient reports 50 to 60% improvement in the pain at this time, and ADLs are not gravely affected except general activity, walking ability, and work, which is 10. Relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 9. In the system review, patient reports he has a headaches which are moderate, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mostly they are frontal and they do not last for too long. And they are not sensitive to the light or noise, and no TBI symptoms are reported like lack of focus or nausea or any dizziness, vertigo. Patient has some difficulty sleeping and anxiety and nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the lower back and pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, some pain in the neck and shoulders is reported. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level. And he in the medical history, he has another trauma in his work-related accident where he injured his upper part of the back. But no surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 170 over 94, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from the previous visit, which is 11-23-2022. Dictation number is 1129-027. The patient has 60 to 70% improvement. His physical therapy is being cut off to once a week with traction massage, EFCO therapy, gait training. MRIs were discussed with him. He has a mild disc space narrowing L5-S1, which is not much of any issue. He has a arthritic changes in C5-6 and C6-7 unrelated to the automobile accident. So hence he will be, and in the thoracic spine there is a mild disc desiccation, disc space narrowing, again not related to the automobile accident. However, in the left shoulder he has a supra and infraspinatus tendinopathy at its attachment with greater tuberosity, no full thickness retracted. That could be related to the automobile accident. Patient has been advised to continue the therapy. And he will be. He has been provided with the Mobic, 15 milligram daily, with the SFX to stomach protection. Tramadol is provided for pain relief. Alprolazam, Xanax, 1 milligram daily for anxiety and panic. Patient has been advised to see a neuropsych evaluation for his. Brain trauma, and if it comes positive, then an MRI of the brain will be ordered. And he need to continue his therapy and the counseling there.